Lecture topic. Gaflat is the death of the heart.
Sunnah. One pious person got to know of another Buzrug was sick. So he set out to go and visit him, to visit the sick. It was a very virtuous act. It had a great amount of reward. The angels make dua for the person. 70,000 angels make dua for him. So in any case, he was going, traveling on foot, a lengthy journey. So en route, he needed to rest a while. So he's resting under a tree. After a while, he hears two birds. Allah Ta'ala made it possible for him to understand what the birds were discussing. So the one bird is saying to the other, that this person is going to visit so-and-so. That person is dead. He's going all the way there, but that person is dead. So he heard this, he realized Allah Ta'ala made him understand what these birds were saying. That's Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, his conversation with the bird Hudhud is in the Quran Sharif. So in any case, he heard this, but then he thought, now I've come so far, so let me carry on, let me go there and see now, whatever it is. And he got there, that Buzruk was alive, he was still well, everything was fine. So then he mentioned to him that it's a very strange thing, now even animals are lying, birds are lying. So what do you mean birds are lying? So he explained the incident, that I was resting under this tree, Allah Ta'ala made it such that I understood what these birds were saying. So he asked when this happened, because now by the time he reached, etc., the time had passed. There was a certain day yesterday, for example, a certain time. So he thought back and he said, no, what the conversation was reality. What do you mean reality? You are alive, you are well. So now I clearly remember at that time I was completely ghafil. I had become completely heedless and ghafil from the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And as a result, in the Hadith Sharif, what is mentioned is that the person who is ghafil is like a dead person. The person who remembers Allah Ta'ala is like a living person. So when I was completely ghafil, that was my description, that I was dead. Now one is ghafil of these pious personalities, what level of ghaflat they may be talking about might also be a level of zikr for us. That level of ghaflat of theirs might still be some level of zikr for ourselves. But now one lesson to take from this is that one is a person, for example, at that time just got engrossed in some deep dunya thought, which may not be impermissible in itself, but just some deep dunya thought which may not have been necessary. For the ordinary person, that won't even be an issue really. But imagine if a person deliberately is occupying himself in haram, in haram thoughts, deliberately occupying himself in haram, whatever he's running his mind in, or in haram actions, then if this was called death because of that little ghaflat, then what level of death will this be? This will completely kill every bit of spirituality in the heart, and it will completely kill off any inclination towards good because of the level of ghaflat that this goes into. So these are realities. Outwardly everything might seem very, very fine, everything is going well, but Allah Ta'ala knows what's in the heart, and we also know what's in our heart. We also know what's the level of zikr or what's the level of ghaflat. And ghaflat might outwardly seem to be a very light word, ghaflat. But ghaflat is the root to all the other issues. When a person becomes ghafil, he's heedless, and he is completely oblivious of what Allah Ta'ala's commands are to him, then the spiral, downward spiral starts. So the ilaj of that and the remedy to it is to bring dhikr alive. Bring dhikr alive, that's the remedy. So one is dedicated time in a very dedicated manner to engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Over and above that, the mu'min's tongue is always moist with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And anything that is against the zikr, anything that's opposite of it, then the tongue, the heart, the mind, all these things are to be kept free from it. Anything that is opposite of zikr, then a mu'min's heart, mind, tongue, that's now doesn't behove of him at all. So the aspect of bringing alive zikr can never be overemphasized. Quran Sharif repeatedly emphasizes it, the Ahadith emphasize it so greatly. We need to become more conscious about it. Our conversations, if it's gone into ghibat, it's a very, very high level of ghaflat. If it's gone into some obscene talk, it's an extremely high level of ghaflat. Whatever other talk of this kind of nature, it's gone very far away. So now obviously what it will do to the heart, it will immerse it in darkness, it will immerse it in total ghaflat. And it might seem, well, this was just a passing thing, but it leaves its effect. And then the next time around, that effect will build up onto this. And then it will build up, Allah forbid, then the heart becomes totally disinclined from goodness. Allah Ta'ala save us.